Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Local government recognizes September as Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Each year, the City of Gillette and Campbell County government adopts a proclamation dubbing September as Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. Ashley McRae, Community Prevention Specialist for the Campbell County Prevention Council, spoke at the Gillette City Council meeting on Tuesday to talk about Suicide Awareness Month and outline resources available to residents of Campbell County struggling with mental health issues. McRae said there continues to be a community-wide effort to provide assistance and bring awareness to those in our community struggling with mental health issues. She said there are a lot of great resources and partners, but it was difficult to access them, so she created a community resource website to make it easier for someone to get the help they need. The second annual Lip Sync Battle fundraiser is this month. It will help raise money for the Campbell County Suicide Prevention Coalition. The event is this Saturday, September 9th at 6 p.m. at Camplex Energy Hall. Tickets are available via the Campbell County Suicide Prevention Coalition Facebook page. All money raised at the event goes to help families impacted by suicide, as well as help those who need mental health or substance abuse counseling. All money raised in Campbell County stays in Campbell County. Jane Glosser, Executive Director of Public Health, also talked about one of the new initiatives they have implemented over the past year and a half. Law enforcement is currently receiving Crisis Intervention Team Training, or CIT training. McRae said the CIT training, quote, allows them to connect people who are in crisis to other resources instead of being taken directly to the hospital. She said, quote, not every person in crisis needs to be seen at the hospital. Glosser said both the Gillette Police Department and the Campbell County Sheriff's Office are participating in the training. As of now, around 40% of the police department and the Sheriff's Office deputies have received the training, and once completed, Campbell County detention officers will get it as well. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health issues or suicide thoughts, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline is free, confidential, and available 24/7. The hotline connects via call, text, or chat, access to trained crisis counselors. If you or someone you know is in immediate danger of harming themselves, please call 911. Governor Gordon extends public comment for sage-grouse map modifications. The Sage-Grouse Implementation Team, SGIT, has modified the draft sage-grouse core area map after considering public comment. According to the press release from Governor Mark Gordon's office, the updated map, Draft 3, is now available for public review and comment. The deadline to submit public comment is 5 p.m. on September 19th. The Bureau of Land Management is in the process of reviewing and modifying its 2015 sage-grouse management plans as ordered by a federal district court. For the past several months, SGIT has been updating the state of Wyoming's sage-grouse core map and will present the map as a part of the proposed Wyoming alternative for the BLM to consider in their modified sage-grouse management plan. Quote, SGIT has done remarkable and commendable work throughout the summer, and I encourage landowners, industry, and the general public to review the updated draft map and provide public comment, said Bob Budd, SGIT chairman. Quote, external groups will likely attempt to petition the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to list the sage-grouse as endangered or threatened. The efforts the state of Wyoming is making through this mapping process is vital to present evidence that a list is not warranted. The revised map is available on the SGIT website. Written comments will be accepted through 5 p.m. September 19th through a Google form by sending an email to bob.budd@yo.gov or letters addressed to Bob Budd in the Hathaway Building in Cheyenne. SGIT will review the comments and make a recommendation to the governor on a final map. The governor will formally submit the updated sage-grouse core area map as a part of the Wyoming alternative to the Bureau of Land Management for their selection. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.